I pitched my first two games I was in, I won.
And Herb, in the old Piedmont League?
Old Piedmont League of Denver. Herb Murphy was managing, and somebody never did tell me. But he told me after I'd won my second game, and they hadn't scored on me. He said, from now on, you're going to be an overhanded pitcher. And see, I was right down on the ground, almost hitting my knuckles on the ground when I come down. And I wind up on my knee. My from here to my ankle, my socks would be muddy where I'd sweat. Well, you know, I started pitching and I couldn't throw one in this room. I struck it overhanded. I'm telling the old Danville Park, it was a small park, I'd pitch no hand, I'd throw balls over the grandstand. That wild. And I didn't win another ball game till the season started, second half. Was playing High Point. And they got me, they got the pitcher knocked out. I wasn't pitching much. He said, why so wild? And I couldn't win. I'd lost 7 straight ball games after winning my first 2 shutouts, pitching the way normal pitch. And I was a little wild, but wild enough I could get the ball over the plate, and the hitters was a little bit afraid, because coming from down there, and I was wild and wild high. And was playing in the High Point, and I relieved the early game, early part of the game, and was way behind. And I think to myself, I'm going to pitch my natural way. And I started pitching my natural way and popping up, striking out. Harley was interested in the ball club. He came to me after the game, he said, listen, he said, I don't ever see you pitch any different from what you was today. And if anybody asked you who told you, you tell them I did, and tell them if they don't like it, to go to hell. And old Herb never said a word at any time. He never said nothing when I was pitching about that game. And I started in the second half, and I won 17 and lost 4. I was pitching. I pitched every other day.
Every other day?
Well, I got 21 games out of 60, and so you can figure how often I was pitching.
Oh, my.
Then I was a 9-inning game. I just warmed up good. Well, I figured a day's rest is all I needed.
Whatever made you, when you started, when you were a kid, whatever made you throw underhand anyway? You just don't see many people. You don't see them now anymore.
I don't know. I never did know. I just seemed to be natural.
The last one I remember really was Eldon Auker.
Well, I guess I was the only one underhanded pitcher pitched high. Mm-hmm. I strictly had to pitch high. I tried and tried and tried to pitch on the hand and throw sinkers. But my ball, I couldn't make it sink. It raised. I tried to figure it out, but I never did figure out why I couldn't throw a sinker. But I could pitch. If I could get the ball right here, I'd started this close to the ground.
6 inches off the ground, or less.
A lot of times I'd get down, I'd almost scrape my knuckles. And I tried to make them, if the guys wouldn't swing, a lot of times, if they didn't swing, umpires call them balls, because catchers would be catching them up here, he'd be seeing them where he'd catch it.
Yeah.
But the hitter would see, when he'd see that ball, it was right down the middle, coming right there. Boy, he said, this is good. And he was trying to hit it out of the park, but when he'd swing, the ball was up here. I pitched a lot of games. It wouldn't be 2 and 3 assists, maybe I'd have those.
Popping it up.
Five. Outfield. When I was in San Francisco, had Dom and Joe, had good outfielders.
Well, you sure did.
Well, they was about 6 years. They had pretty good. Joe Marty, he was center fielder. He was good.
You were a good hitter, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what a good hitter you were. I started checking up on you. They were good hitting.
One thing, I don't think Cobb ever took me out for a pinch hitter. I don't remember. We was playing a ball game. And I relieved Earl Whitehill. We was playing the Browns.
Great southpaw. Earl Whitehill.
Yeah.
Great southpaw.
He had the score was 3-3 in the ninth inning. And had the bases full. And he had came down. Had 3 balls and no strikes on Sam Rice. Mm-hmm. He is a good hitter.
Yes, sir.
And Cobb pulled him and put me in. And I had pretty good control then. Of course, he had learned me, Clyde Mangan. I don't know, he was a third string catcher on the Detroit club. But he was really a good catcher. I mean smart.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was a third string and he wasn't a good hitter at all. They didn't realize as smart as Cobb was, he didn't realize he didn't get in there because Cobb was a good hitter and he thought everybody else should be. And Mangan couldn't hit. But when he started catching me regular, I started winning. In 26, I pitched the last 14 games, he caught me. I won 10 and lost 2. And I had 17 innings against Chicago 1 week. I allowed 4 hits in 17 innings, and I got a draw. But I was pitching against Ted Lyons.
Oh, yeah.
He did the same thing. He allowed 4 hits in 17 innings. Each had a one-hitter in Chicago in 7 innings. In the same week, we came back, and I hooked up with him again, and went 10 innings, and each one allowed 3 hits.
Did you say 7 innings? Did you play 7 inning ball games? And
this was a game was called.
Oh.
Call off. Mm-hmm. Count of Darkness or something. That was 1926.
Yeah.
And so I had 17 innings against Lyons in 1 week. And I won 10 out of the 12 I got credit for.
Of course, you're talking about Cobb. You played with Cobb. Of course, he was in his declining years, and he must have been something else. But you indicated he really wasn't a great manager, never was a great manager, and I think that's the reason that he thought everybody else ought to be able to play ball like him.
No, I was different. I thought he was pretty smart. Ted, he'd watch it. And he knew every move you make, and if you did what he told you or tried, you'd never say a word. No, I was pitching the game against St. Louis Browns, and Bing Miller, a pretty good hitter.
Yes, sir.
And It was a tie ball game till the ninth inning. And Cobb was playing center field, and I'd watch him all the time. And I'd try to do pitch like he told me to, regardless. He told me, he says, you show me you're trying, I'll never say a word. So Bing had been up three times, and I broke two bats off, left him with a handle, but he got base hits. He broke two bats, and the bats went almost as far as the ball did, the head of it. But Cobb center field, he gave me a sign. He'd have different signs. He wanted me to pitch overhanded low. Well, I did. And it's like he hit a golf ball, good, right off the line. She just started, and she sailed right over the fence, a line drive. And he didn't say a word. He said, at least he tried. He got a good pitch. He got the eyes down low, but he just golfed. It didn't like a golf ball. Well, what I was talking about, that game, I believe, Whitehill was Sam Rice hitting. I got him out, went down the line, 3-2. I was pitching. Then, I could throw a strike almost, if I had to, I could throw a strike. Pitching overhanded, I could come, I had good control overhanded. But not much on the ball. And I grew three, I bet there wasn't that far different, right down the middle. And Sam hit the ball good, but he had line drive, just straight minutiae suspense in the field, and he didn't have to move for it. And I got, we didn't score, and I got him out in the 10th, and I'm leading off. Cobb let me, still I was leading off the inning, and a big Marbury was pitching. And he pitched high, and I loved high, pitching high. I swung down on balls, and the high ball, I could straighten them out pretty good. Hit a line, never hit long balls. And Earl McNeely was playing that field, and he just figured I wouldn't hit one good. And I hit one almost against the fence, a line drive over his head. He didn't have a chance of catching for double. And Cobb took me out then for a pinch runner. He figured he'd put a runner in. And
did you win the ball game?
Yeah, we won it.
That must have been a winning run.
That was a winning run in the 10th inning. That was the one that... I've had a lot of people ask me what was the toughest. They asked me what was the toughest entrance in the ball game you ever made. Had to go in the toughest situation, and I figured that was about as tough as I went. The bases full, 3-0 on the hitter.
3-0 on Sam Rice. I think some of the people might not know that Sam Rice. I know you know Sam Rice finished. Was a good hitter when he finished playing in his 40s and was just 13 hits short of 3,000. And they didn't keep records in those days. And he didn't realize how close he was to 3,000 hits. He could have played another year or two. He was just a great hitter. Speaking of hitters, who was the best hitter you ever pitched against? You pitched against Cobb some after you were with the Cobb, Tigers, he was with the A's.
I got an old book around here somewhere.
But I don't know, maybe Charlie has read it.
I'd like to see it, whatever it is.
You can take it with you, you don't have to read it. Now, when we get there, I'll get it. May I interrupt to say one thing and I'll get out?
We started to talk about Cobb. Was Cobb the best hitter you ever saw?
Well, he was really, well, he bound to be. Because the man hit 367 for 24 years. He must be tough to get out. But I hit him one day, and he never said a word. I knocked him out of the ball game. Hit him on the wrist, and his knot came up like a hen egg. He had a spot about like a, not bigger than a saucer. about his belt. If you could throw every ball there, you could get him out. But
pitch him inside or outside?
Inside. And I was trying to pitch him inside, and I had a pretty good slider. It'll break about 2 inches, but it's like that when it breaks. And if you get him inside, it's just more or less like a rough spot. It'll jump. And I got him pitching him inside, and he started in. The ball went right in with him. He never said a word, knocked him out of the ball game. I thought it broke his arm.
Well, you gave up Babe Ruth's 55th home run the year he hit 60. And I didn't know till right now you gave up Ty Cobb's 4,000th hit.
4,000th hit. That was
my goodness. I guess you weren't aware of that at the time.
No, I didn't. And he thought that they should have said never. There was no bigger hullabaloo about it. The Cobb getting 4,000 hits and sniffing.
And he got it against the Tigers. His team he played with most of his life. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And I didn't know it. I didn't know it until got that book. This thing.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you say Cobb, of course, is a great hitter, and I was just noting the fact that you played with Harry Hamlin. And Harry Hamlin was a pretty good hitter.
Good. When he wanted to. Uh-huh. When he'd, you if you had watched him when he was hitting, playing, his contract was expiring this year. He won a new contract. You should see him go in. He'd bowl. You could just see him grinding, and he'd hit those balls. He hit either two or three times. He hit 400, and as always, his contract was coming up next year.
He must have had every other year because he led the American League in 21, 23, 25, 27, every other year.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. And you'd be surprised when he was hitting for that contract. He'd go way up, and then the other years, he just hit 350.
And bad year, 350.
Yeah, bad year. Now, I said if fellas like Hamlin, with all the pitchers and rears and didn't have anything, he'd kill someone. You know, the pitchers then, you had to be a pretty good pitcher to get even a chance. I didn't know.
Just 16 ball clubs. You didn't have many places to go.
No. And you figure the pitchers had to be pretty good, and they didn't get it. Well, I didn't get a chance. I was 26 years old, and the guys, a lot of them are through when they're 26.
That's right.
They start when they're 17.
And you were a great pitcher in the Pacific Coast League for years and years.
Well, I got my hat.
Which is a whole lot better than the Pacific Coast League is now, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had fellas. I pitched against DiMaggio. Coach, I learned right quick not to throw in fastballs. And Joe had a tough time getting base hits off of me. I had good stuff. The first time I saw him was in 33. That was important when I went back to John sent me out there. He couldn't hit a curveball, and I didn't have a good curveball.
Well, he must not have been but 18 or 19 years old. About, he started early.
He started 32. I guess Joe's about 18.
Yeah.
And because he was playing regular that year, started out, that's the year he hit 61
yeah,
games.
Right.
And I stopped him. I struck him out twice on curveballs, and the other two times he hit the ball about right at 400 feet, line drives, they were caught in center field, dead center field. But I had him two strikes on fastballs when I threw him a curve. I mean, I had him two strikes on curves, and I threw him the fastball, think he wouldn't be expecting another curve. Boy, he hit that fastball just like it.
Say, it was you that stopped him after he hit in 61 straight?
No. I don't know who it was.
No, I don't either. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
What about pitching to Ruth?
I never had so much trouble. The time it hit the 55th home run, I had him shut out in the ninth inning, one man out. And Babe was up, and Larry Woodall was catching me. And I hadn't given him, I was throwing slow balls, and I pitched Babe inside a lot. Tried to all the time.
Wasn't that sort of dangerous pitch, Babe, inside?
Well, if he got hold of one, he'd pull a foul. Uh-huh. If he didn't get around on it, he'd hit on his fist, and he could pull an outside pitch, good fast stuff. He could pull an outside pitch. But inside, he took that big swing, and he's going out, and he's getting out in front, and she crowded him with a good fastball. I figured I had good luck with him. And Gary goes another fellow I had good luck with, pitching inside. My fastball was going like that. All of a sudden, it'd just go up, and when it'd break about that much, quick. And I'd thrown him a lot of fastballs inside, but not good, not strikes. Sometimes he'd swing at them. A lot of times he was getting by the way of them. But I'd throw him slow stuff, and I'd catch a ball up on him in the fingers and throw, change face like that. And sometimes it would knuckle. And I had Merv Shea was catching me one day, and I was pitching against him. He had two strikes on the Babe. He gave me a change of pace, and I just caught it up on me in the fingers and threw it up there, and it was the best knuckleball you ever saw. Babe took a swing at it, missed it, and Merv didn't even touch it. Not between his legs, back to the stand, and Babe got on, he was on second base, and he just jumping him down like it.
You pitched in the National League. Well, you were an early, with the Giants in, what, 32? You were an early relief specialist. You were a relief specialist
in
the days
when
they didn't have many relief pitchers.
I was early and late.
Yeah?
I was in 40-some games.
Yeah, you were in 40-some games.
If McGraw hadn't quit, he resigned. I don't know why. I never did know. Terry didn't like in that park. I was pitching good ball for McGraw. He was another Ty Cobb. He'd tell you something, and if you showed him that you was trying, but don't do it your way. Do it his way, regardless of outcome. And I was in Boston, and I beat him. And he said, "Now we're coming back up here. I think it's about Tuesday, the doubleheader. Such, you'll pitch one of those games. Now go ahead. I don't care what you do. Get in shape." Well, I was getting in good shape. I was in good shape. Had good stuff. And was going to the ballpark. Was made manager. We went up for doubleheader.
I tell you what day it was June 3rd, 1932. McGraw quit on June 2nd. Well, maybe it was June 2nd, but
anyway, he was going in the ballpark, and McGraw had told me that I was pitching one up. But Terry says I'm going to pitch Schumacher, and Hubble started first game. And they scored 5 runs on Hubble. But in the fourth inning, I guess. And I went on and I finished up the ball game. We got beat 5-4. They got one hit. Cantwell. The pitcher.
Ben Cantwell, yeah.
He got the base hit off of him. His only hit off of him. And they, I pitched five innings in that game. Wound up. Started Schumacher. Second game. We score four runs in our half in the first inning. Schumacher went out and started. They had scored four runs, the bases full, and nobody out, and I got to relieve again. And I held him. I pitched five innings, and it was a hot day, and I just give up. Completely give out of pitching. What I do, I know what killed me. Terry made lemonade. He's nuts for lemonade. And he had a big bucket of lemonade in there, and I'd say, I'm all hot and thirsty, and I drank a lot of lemonade, and that just really killed me. I found out that you couldn't drink anything cold and pitch in a hot day. So, I finally got beat. Fella got a base hit normally. It wasn't hit hard. If I could have got my glove up, I caught lots of hotter balls than that. It wasn't hit too good. And he scored a run in off of me in the sixth inning when he took me out.
What kind of manager was Terry?
Terrible.
He had good success, though.
He had a good ball club.
Yeah, he sure did.
He didn't have too good a success that year because he had a lot of injuries. But here's way of thinking. The last game that I pitched in Boston, he was managing. We'd have a meeting every day and go to the same ball club. Every game, how are you going to pitch to it? Well, if I was pitching, and Wally Berger, he was a good hitter.
Yeah, boy.
And he's like Al Simmons. He just seems to not see me out there because I'd pitch him inside. Crowd him inside and hit him sky high or strike out. And I tried to never pitch him below his belt or everything up here. And I never get anything away from him. The only base hit he ever got off of me, got it low and outside, and he sliced it down the right field line for a base hit. But Terry, I said, get down to Berger. How are you going? Oh, I know how you're going to pitch to it. You're going to pitch him high and tight. You get him out, but I still don't like the way you pitch to it. And that's the way he was. Now, he wanted me to pitch him low if he hit every ball out of the park. And the difference, Cobb would always say, you're out there on the mound. You've got to figure out where you can get him out. Every pitcher can't pitch the same. So that's one thing he'd do, and he'd tell you, he says, you figure out how you get those men out, and that's the way you win, by getting them out.
You pitched in that year, 32, you pitched some in Baker Bowl in Philadelphia. Tell you what, let me turn this over a minute, because I'm a...